Yo, how you doing? Welcome to episode 2 of the Vibe Files, aka the Teray Show. Today we will be getting started by a review from G Herbo. Now, I'm not a huge G Herbo fan, but hey, shit, I had to give it a try because everybody talking about it. So I went through every song, so I will be telling you guys how I felt about the overall album. To be honest, G Herbo has changed my mind about him. Man, this album was one of the best albums of the year, man. I ain't gonna lie, it went crazy. It is overall one of the best albums of the year, if not the best. I wasn't a G Herbo fan, but this album definitely changed my mind. I will give the album an overall 8 out of 10. To be honest, man, I'd probably give it a 9 out of 10, but shit. Oh no, I just had to settle with 8, man. Overall, the songs complemented each other, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna start it from like this. The song No Jail Time, I had it on shuffle, so I didn't go straight down the album, like the album list by list, but I had it on shuffle. So the song No Jail Time, I rated that song itself an 8 out of 10. The storytelling was amazing. Flow was crazy, the beat went crazy. Most of the songs on this album, the beats to it complemented each other. No Jail Time, overall one of the best songs on there, if you ask me, man. I fuck with that song definitely. 2 Chainz, he used the drill type beat, you know what I'm saying? The beat, complemented the lyrics and stuff. The flow was a little And to me personally, I think it was one of those throwaway songs. In case y'all don't know what it is, to me a throwaway song is a song that artists, well, this is my definition of throwaway song, is when the artist record a song that just in their, like they keep it in their archives. He basically just picked the song, just throwing the album. To me, I think 2 Chainz was that song. I rate this song 2 Chainz a solid 5 out of 10. Now the song T.O.P. Top, man, probably my favorite song going up, man. 9 out of 10, definitely. Flow was crazy. Probably the best song he ever made. I mean, if you ask me, I was never a G Herbo fan before this album, man. You can ask my homeboys. Now, I never liked him, but hey, he made me a fan after this album. Top probably his best song that I ever heard from him. The beat and the lyrics were so aggressive, like the way it was aggressive, how he brought the aggressive lyrics to the song. That 21 Savage complimented on him, so 21 went crazy also. He had a 5 verse, you know what I'm saying? So song 9 out of 10, shout out to 21. Pray for My Enemies, I also like that song also. I gave that song an 8 out of 10. The storytelling in this song was top notch. He was actually on beat in this song. He was on beat in most of the songs, which caught me off guard. I was like, damn, this nigga do rap on beat. You know what I'm saying? He had a great choice in flowing lyrics. And probably one of my favorites after Top, off the album. Cold World, solid. It was a solid song. It complimented the album. Know what I'm saying? Like, some songs go with certain other songs, you know, if that makes sense. It was a solid 7 out of 10. And the point he was trying to prove out of his song was his son. Putting his son in that song was a plus, definitely. Flow was crazy. Beat choice was amazing. Definitely fit the lyrics. Cold World was definitely a solid 7 out of 10. Cry No More, come on now, I ain't gonna lie. Went crazy, 8 out of 10. Of course he had Polo G and Lil TJ on that. I would prefer Moneybagg Yo instead of Polo G and Lil TJ. 2 features in that song was unnecessary if you ask me, but it was a solid song overall, one of the best on the album to me. Probably the 5th best. But yeah, man, Lil TJ Polo G complimented him. Know what I'm saying? Solid song, 8 out of 10. But like I said, I would prefer Moneybagg Yo on that motherfucker, but with the beat and everything. Just him and Moneybagg Yo alone. Let me take a quick pause right fast just to tell you guys, man, let Shikari run. You feel me? Bro, everybody make mistakes. Everybody human. First of all, she was in Oregon. She just used weed. Weed is a substance that do not affect running. She didn't use steroids or nothing. So, to me, man, I'm standing with Shikari. Let her run, man. And her suspension is just 30 days, I've read. So, her suspension will be up just in time before the Olympics start. You know what I'm saying? All right, back to G Herbo and the album. Demands. Deep storytelling that I feel like most would relate, especially the black community. That was a very strong-minded song, man. Addressing racist cops, demanding that we have a safe community for the kids and women. Take accountability. Solid 9 out of 10, man. Strong-minded song. Everything he said in that song just caught my attention. It was very interesting. It wasn't no bullshit he was talking about. He was speaking straight facts. You know what I'm saying? This is what we demanded. So that was probably after Top and Cold World, probably my third best song of his. I put that over Cold World. Demands was that good. That's why I rated it a 9 out of 10. I fought with it. You can't. That song, You Can't, the beat was crazy. With Kid Leroy on it, man. Kid Leroy, he did his shit, man. He did his shit. Herbo verse also was crazy. Herbo, a little off beat, but it still went hard. You know what I'm saying? Gunna, it was a little iffy. Probably would have kept him off the song. Solid 7 out of 10. To me, Kid Leroy Herbo should just kept some for themselves. I'm a huge Gunna fan. I ain't trying to diss him on that, but man, I probably would not have put him on that song right there. Turning 25, definitely one of my favorites off the album. Also, man, the melody crazy, flow crazy, beat was crazy. 9 out of 10, definitely, man. Basically speaking about his true self, just let everybody know this is him, you know how far he made it. His past, everything, man. A lot of good shit. Like, most of the songs on this album, it wasn't bullshit. He was really speaking. You know, some of the raps about he'll just be talking about bullshit on the album. G Herbo really speaking. And Turn 25, definitely one of those songs where he was just speaking in that bit. You know what I'm saying? Definitely 9 out of 10. You feel me? Doughboy was a solid 8 out of 10. I fuck with that song. Not much to say about it, though. It just complimented the album, if you ask me. It fits the album, you know what I'm saying? Like, his, how can I say, like, the meaning of the album, like, what his point, what he's trying to get across. That song definitely complimented, you know what I'm saying, what he stand for on that album. I fought with a solid song to compliment all the other songs. Drill, Ride a Rebel went crazy. There was a good choice to put Ride a Rebel on there. They went there, solid 8 out of 10. Herbo was very versatile in that bit. I ain't realize his versatility. That nigga got versatility. He definitely rolled that bit. Another one of my favorites off that bit. The song Drill, solid 8 out of 10. Whole Hearts, it was very deep storytelling. The beat was good. Not one of the best, but it was definitely a good song. You know what I'm saying? Like, every song ain't gonna be just the best, but That was a solid 7 out of 10. I gave it 7 out of 10. It was the best, but he still kept me interested in it. Like, it was never a part where I, like, just skip it. I listened to the whole song, the whole album throughout. You know what I'm saying? That's why the overall album is 8 out of 10 to me. I would give it 9 out of 10. But Whole Hearts, the storytelling that bit, and the beat choice to fit the lyrics, definitely went crazy on that motherfucker. Loyalty. That was one of the songs that I feel like was another throwaway. It didn't really fit the album. I feel like it was throwaway. He just threw it on there. Just a song he had in his archive. Still a solid 6 out of 10. But, it had me like, you know what I'm saying? You know, just can't really judge it. Break Yourself, worst song on the album. It didn't hurt the album, though. I just couldn't really pinpoint what was wrong with the song. He's spinning. I just can't get into it. I gave it a solid 6 out of 10, but I probably need to correct my notes on that. I'll probably get it some 5 out of 10. I ain't gonna lie. It was something was off. He was spinning that bit, though. Like, I don't know if he was off beat. I don't know if it was, he should have chose a different beat, but man, I just couldn't pinpoint the fact. Definitely the least liked song on the album. Yo, to me, really like that was the song. Really like that was solid. 8 out of 10. He went crazy on it. It was a drill song. Not much to really say. It complimented the album also. It was a good overall song. I fought with it. I Don't Want to Die. Storytelling was amazing, top notch. Some rappers don't be having storytelling. G Herbo had a lot of storytelling in the songs. You just gotta sit down and listen to it. Solid 7 out of 10. Melody was definitely crazy. It made the song better, especially with the little kids rapping the "I Don't Want to Die" part. That was unique. I fought with that. So 7 out of 10. The song "I Don't Want to Die." Okay, the song "Trenches Know My Name." One of my favorites also. Solid 9 out of 10. Was waiting for the beat to drop, but the longer he kept rapping the lyrics, bro, the it was catchy without the beat, bro. He should have went a pillow on that bitch. You feel what I'm saying? Like, bro, he didn't need the beat, bro. I'm sitting here thinking, all right, when the beat gonna drop? You know what I'm saying? He had me interested in the song before the beat even dropped. The flow was crazy. One of my favorites, definitely, man. Solid 9 out of 10. He went in on that bit. Stand the Rain, a solid 7 out of 10. Don't have much to say. It was a good song. It fit well with the album. So it was a good 7 out of 10. So that's all the songs I just graded. I know I missed a statement. Reason why I ain't gonna do statement because that song been out before the album, but that song is 8 out of 10 also. I've been heard that song. It was solid. But the album made me a G Herbo fan. So the 25, whatever you wanna call it. Shout out G Herbo. I definitely think this album is one of the best of the year so far. He deserved to go number one, if you ask me. Definitely one of the best albums of the year, if not the best. I just can't name another album that was just really top notch like this. I just heard from start to finish. That's just my opinion. Great overall album. Shout out to G Herbo, man. Stay tuned for my next episode where I will be doing a Younger Ace review. Yo, we are back with part 2 of the Terrace Show, the reviews. We is getting right back to it. Part 1 was my G Herbo review. Now we are getting to the Younger Ace. Younger Ace just dropped his anticipated Life of Betrayal 2 mixtape. So I've listened to that whole mixtape. Took time to study it, and now I'm going to give you guys my rundown review on what I think about it. Younger Ace, man, this year, man, that man turned up, especially after dropping that Who I Smoke, man. Everybody, shit, since he dropped that, everybody been smoking somebody. Don't nobody know what the fuck they smoking. Ain't never smoked a nigga in the day in their life. But shit, we finna get right into it. This tape right here, I listened to it from top to bottom this time instead of being everywhere like I was on G Herbo album. I had that on shuffle when I listened to it. I made sure to play Younger Ace shit from top to bottom. Alright, first song on there was called Trenches. I took down notes on it. My intake on that was he had a decent flow. The song was decent. Song title kind of threw it off. I wasn't really a fan of that song. I ranked that song a 6 out of 10. Back Like I Never Left. The beat went crazy on that bit. I ain't gonna lie, I fuck with the beat. See, when I listen to music, y'all catch y'all couldn't already tell, man, I go off like, all right, let me listen to your flow, the beat, the melodies, you know, that shit off the song. First of all, the beat ain't even matching up to the song, bro. I'm not even finna like the fucking song. You know what I'm saying? But the beat was crazy. Lyrics was very aggressive. That shit had me hyped. That shit had me bopping in that bit. I ain't gonna lie. That's a song I can play on a daily basis. That song was a solid 8 out of 10. Next song, of course, Who I Smoke. Come on now. I already know I had to rank that song. I gave that song a solid 8 out of 10. Everybody heard that song. Y'all heard that song. Shit, it viral. You know what I'm saying? Catch a song, Who I Smoke. Got niggas who never did no type of street shit. Got suburban niggas singing that shit. They don't know what the fuck it mean. Hardaway, that's my favorite song off the album. King Von went crazy on it. They complimented each other. The aggressive thug type mentality that brought that song, it was smooth and chill at the same time, but also brought that aggressive mentality. You know what I'm saying? Song you can just vibe and throw up to. You know what I'm saying? A good little vibe. You know what I'm saying? Dior, that song, that bit was iffy. I wasn't really offended that motherfucker. Oh yeah, that Hardaway with King Von, that song a 9 out of 10. Yeah, but back to Dior, that bit was kind of iffy. I wasn't really a fan of that bit, but it was a smooth song, you know, like a hood pain type song. Basically, I ranked that bitch a 5 out of 10. You feel what I'm saying? Op Boys. That song was called Op Boys. The melody was straight as hell. I fuck with it. The song was chill. It wasn't that bad. You know what I'm saying? It's like a song you could chill and smoke to. I ranked that bitch a 6 out of 10. I don't know. Like, most of the songs really just chill. You know, when I thought of Young Ace jumping the motherfucking tape, you know what I'm saying? I thought he come with that step harder type shit. You know what I'm saying? I told that bitch to step harder. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, shit, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Wishing Death on Me, I fuck with that song. That's another song I can listen to on a daily basis. The beat charts was fantastic. You know, a couple of minutes, his flow. You know, flow was good. It have you interested in the song from start to finish. You know what I'm saying? The bit was solid. I gave that bitch a good 8 out of 10. The storytelling was so good, like you could visualize that shit. They had me. I played that shit back to back. I ain't gonna lie. Choppers for My Enemies, I fuck with that song too. That was a good song. I like it. Make you wanna go on Demon Time type shit. That bit was solid. G Herbo was a good pick for the feature in that bit. That bit did not disappoint. That bit went crazy. Good beat choice, melody, all that shit. That shit made me want to got there. You know what I'm saying? But I got these choppers for my enemies. You know what I'm saying? But like, I'm ready for it. You know what I'm saying? That song had me hyped. I fuck with that motherfucker. Gun 'Em Down was a smooth song. Song title kind of threw me off. That bitch was a solid 7 out of 10. Melody was smooth. Not really much to say on that. To me, the song title really ain't go with, like, he should have chose a different goddamn song title, because like that bit was smooth. Like, I don't know what the fuck it was going. Like, I don't know. Shit, not much to say. But Dr. Child, I gave that bit a solid 6 out of 10. Best Trust was, Beat Trust was good. Pain song that some might can relate to. Shit, you know what I'm saying? Some people probably, you know what I'm saying? Like, he basically explaining, like, goddamn, shit, a doctor, how he feel a doctor sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, on the dog type shit. I don't know, y'all probably relate to it or something. Giving Up, too much singing for no fucking reason at all, boy. I wasn't feeling this shit at all, boy. I had to cut that bitch off. I ain't even gonna care. I fought with you, Ace, but that shit was a 4 out of 10. That's low as I go give you, but I ain't gonna lie. I should've gave that bitch a 1 out of 10. I had to cut that bitch out, boy. I wasn't even fucking with it. I ain't gonna care. You my nigga still, though. I fooled you, eh? You know, I ain't been the same. It was a good song. Melody and flow was top notch. I ain't gonna care. The beat was nice. A solid 7 out of 10 for that song. It's a good song to lay back, chill, and smoke to. You know what I'm saying? Heartache was, this shit was too emotional, if you ask me. So I gave it a bit of solid 6 out of 10. Heartache probably a good song for someone who is emotionally, like, torn. People going through relationship problems and shit. The song was solid, though. You know what I'm saying? I fought with it. It was solid, but you know what I'm saying? I guess because I can't relate to it. I can't feel what he was talking about. But somebody else probably can. So if you going through some relationship problems and shit, like, you emotionally torn, go listen to that Heartache. E-Way, a solid 5 out of 10. Too emotional again.
good for people going through something. That's all I can say on that song. I ain't really fuck with that either. Deserve It was a good song. The beat went crazy. Lucha was definitely the right person to put on that bitch. I ain't gonna care. I don't see nobody on that song but Lucha. They complimented each other, everything. I ain't gonna care. 7 out of 10. Decent song. Just ain't a song that I'll just say one of my favorites. Overall rank for the album, I'm gonna say, I know I missed an All in All. I ain't wanna do a review on that because that bitch already out. I know what y'all gonna say, but I did Who I Smoked That just because, shit, I felt like doing it, so shit, fuck it. Album was a solid, I ain't gonna lie, overall 6 out of 10, man. 75% of the album sound the same, like, bro. Like, every, bro, 75% of the, like, of that album sounded exactly the fucking same. Like, it's so many songs on that bit that sounded exactly the same to me with his flow and melody and, like, pain type shit. Like, he ain't bring that stuff harder type ace. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit I was looking for. You know what I'm saying? He could have did Ace, man. My opinion, he could have did better, man. Maybe more future. I said futures. Maybe more features would have helped or some shit, man. But I couldn't just understand, like, bro, like, all the pain and shit. Like, hey, but it fit for somebody. But to me, it one of your worst projects. Step Harder, probably your favorite. My favorite by you. Yeah, I ain't gonna count, but. Hey, man, shout out Young Ace. He's still one of my favorite artists, young niggas out there bit right now. I still fuck with Ace. Shit, it just, I wasn't expecting this take to be like that. You know what I'm saying? I was expecting something else. But shout out to you, man. This is my review on G Herbo, Young Ace, man. Stay tuned for episode 3 dropping in next 2-3 days. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all follow my Instagram at official.tray, official.ta. R-A-Y, and stay up to date on all my new episodes, man. We jumping out the porch with this shit, man. I'm gonna keep it with it. I'm gonna tell you how it is. All y'all new artists, make sure y'all send me y'all music, everything to my DM, man. I'll fuck with y'all, boy. And to top off the episode 2 podcast, I want to talk about Sha'Carri Richardson failed drug test. Give him a quick little opinion on it. Trust me, I won't hold you guys that long. I think it's bullshit if you ask me. Like, come on now. Like, first off, a good point that I heard, she was in Oregon. Well, marijuana is definitely legal in her state. Not understand she felt that she have to face suspension. But it was just marijuana. My intake is she's only suspended for 30 days. So she will her suspensions will be uplifted right in time for her to run in the Olympics. But now I'm seeing reports saying they might not let her run. To be honest, man, y'all should let her run. She already proved that how fast she is. Like, don't take that away from that woman, man. She's earned her spot, man. Don't do it just because, I don't know if it's a racial thing. You know, of course, people go say it's because she's black. But, hey, I'm not trying to pull in the racial card. It's just bullshit. We do not affect running, if you ask me, bro. That shit, we will not, no matter how much weed you smoke, don't matter. It don't matter. It won't affect how fast you run. If it ain't steroids, let her run. You feel what I'm saying? Like, come on now. It's just stupid. But I believe if we stand behind her, which that's something I'm definitely standing behind her for this. I believe that we could get them to change their mind about her running. I really think she would end up running. Everybody is human. People make mistakes. Like, it's just weed at the end of the day. I'm pretty sure the people who was in that goddamn committee, whatever the Olympics committee, smoked motherfucking weed. Like, come on now. Be real with yourself. Like, it would not affect her running ability. Everybody make mistakes. So, I just want you all to know that I stand with Sha'Carri Richardson. Hopefully y'all do, and I'll be here to try to support her. I just wanted to end the episode. I know this have nothing to do with hip hop and music, but it just felt like I had to say that. So that's just my opinion on the situation. I stand with her, and hopefully everything unfolds. Once everything unfolds, you know, she'll be running. If not, ain't nobody watching that shit. Y'all been up watching that motherfucker. I seen Tiny and T.I. wife say the same exact thing I was saying, bro. She don't run. Y'all been up watching that shit. Don't nobody watch motherfucking Olympics. If you against her running, bro, you is a fucking loser, if you ask me. Like, don't nobody give a fuck. It's weed, bro. Weed ain't finna make a motherfucking run fast. You know what I'm saying? Weed is not going fast speed. So, at the end of the day, bro, if you have a problem with her running, bro, shut the fuck up. You just lame as fuck and you a hater. You feel me? Just don't even, we don't even give a fuck about your opinion. Let her run. You feel me?